So Carmen Q here with Hunter Pence. Wanted to chat with you a little bit about kind of how your season's going. I really want to talk about the walk-off, but let me start first with how things for you in the earlier part of the season. Obviously, you were in AAA with the team, and I know you're a silver linings kind of guy. So just wondering if you learned anything while you were down there or kind of the experiences that you had.
Yeah, well, it was a rehab stint with the thumb, but got a lot of time down there and was making some adjustments with my swing. And baseball is a game of constant adjustments, and you know, there's always silver lining in everything in life. Definitely not the start I wanted to have, and when I came back, not in the starting role, just kind of trying to fill in and do whatever I can to get better and to be in a position to where, you know, I can just help contribute to this season.
Yeah, and Derek Rodriguez credits you, and I know a lot of the other rookies credit you for a lot of the things that they've learned, and you've really helped them. How does that make you feel, and kind of what's your advice for rookies and people trying to make it to the show?
You know, first off, it's humbling to hear the young guys say such nice things. These guys, they've really been just an absolute joy and a big charge to our recent success up here. And, you know, any advice for a rookie, you know, there's not just every person's a little bit different. So, you know, you get to know each and every person and try to figure out how to be the best teammate you can, and just give any little bit of advice you have and try to do work on the things that, you know, like, for instance, like D. Roddy's a pitcher. I obviously don't know a ton about pitching, but I know some about mentality and different pitchers I've seen, and really just give perspective and emotional guidance and mental guidance, and you know, having that attitude, that bulldog attitude, and do the best we can with getting them out there and feeling good about themselves.
Yeah, we're really glad to have you back, and I obviously want to talk about the walk-off because that obviously happened on Sunday, and that was so exciting. And what goes through your mind in a big moment? You've obviously had a lot of big moments with the postseason, but that felt a little bit different. It felt emotional. It felt like your teammates really rallied behind you, and bases loaded, extra innings. I know you wanted to come through. What was going through your head?
Well, I mean, honestly, there's just been a lot of just great moments for me out on this, you know, with this club, with this organization, with this group of guys. But to be in a situation where you're losing the game, down a run, in extra innings, have an opportunity to go from losing to winning, I don't think I've ever done that. You know, and really at the end of the day, with one out and runner on third, and that's the tie and run, bottom line is you got to find a way to get that guy in. Brad Hand's gotten me out a lot. He's got some incredible stuff. And once I got down 0-2 in that situation, it was just, you know, I got to get the bat on the ball. I got to get it out there because the infield's in. You got a lot of opportunity to sneak it through. And just trying to battle and compete. And you know, if you keep doing that day in and day out, moments like that sort of happen. And, you know, but I really can't put it into words, just the fans, you know, the support, the emotion, the love. Like, it feels to me like every time I step on the field, the perspective change, and it's just like, it feels like, I like the phrase, a kid at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that out there, and so I'm just trying to do everything I can to help, and that's the most fun part of baseball for me, is being a part of a team and an organization that you love.
I mean, your teammates look happier than you were. What does it feel like to come through for them? I mean, Brandon Belt pretty much ripped your shirt off. He just said, we asked him just earlier what he was trying to do, and he said he was trying to take your clothes off. So how was that moment for you? Walk us through it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a good game. You know, our pitching did so well, and you got that opportunity, you know, McCutchen with the amazing double to start that inning off. You know, and then just it all kind of unfolded. So really just being present in the moment, not trying to be too high, too low, and just compete, and that's, we love doing it, and we love battling as a team together.
And I know that you are the inspirational guy, and just wondering who on this team inspires you.
A lot of them, all of them, you know, different ways of inspiration, but Bumgarner inspires me daily. Belt inspires me. Panic Crawford, watching his defensive work. Even a lot of the young guys, Alan Hansen with his big moments, and Joe Panic and Buster Posey, and, you know, the young pitchers, Suarez and D-Rod, and man, it goes on and on. The bullpen, the way they support us, you know, they get slow clap going and they get rowdy every time we score. And, you know, it just feels, we have that connection, that chemistry, everyone having fun, everyone pulling, everyone giving everything they got, and it's a joy right now to come to the ballpark and get out there and compete.
Thanks very much for your time, Hunter.
All right, thank you, Carmen.
More coming up on the Sports Leader.